having the right to choose how you die if you are terminally ill is an issue the Nolan Show has tackled many times. It's been on the agenda because the Labour peer, Lord Falconer, is currently trying to push his assisted dying bill through the House of Lords. Now, yesterday I was speaking with the legendary Irish broadcaster Gay Byrne as part of a longer interview that you'll be able to hear on the programme next week. Gay Byrne has told this programme that he would consider taking his own life if he was in severe pain nearing his death. He says suicide is an option for him. Obviously, this will, from such a high-profile figure, this will be talked about this morning. If you want to feed into the debate, 08459 555 678. I began by asking Gay Byrne if he was frightened by old age.
No, I cannot believe I'm 80 years of age, because my father, amongst other people, died at 58. A big, strong, healthy, wiry man who worked all his life in the outdoors and heaved barrels of Guinness's stout around the place for a living, and he died at 58. And here I am, 80 years of age, and I am puny in physique by comparison with him. But yet I've made 80 years of age, and I can't believe it. And Kathleen is 80 years of age this week, and she can't believe it either, because we don't feel 80 and we don't look 80. We know we don't look 80.
But when you get to 80, have you started thinking about death? Contemplating?
Well, of course you think about death. Of course you do. But I think you'd think about death far earlier than 80 years of age.
And in what way have you thought about it?
Well, I know it's coming, and it's going to get here for me long before it gets here for you. For example, and so I'm not afraid of it. I don't dwell on it. I don't worry about it. But my main aim is to realise now that, in fact, every day is a bonus. Every day, and I used to hear my mother and father, indeed, say things like this. I didn't really believe them when I was a kid. But every day you can get out of bed and stand up straight. That's a good day. Every day is a good day if you're well and healthy and moving and doing
things. We've been having a conversation on the radio show, Gay, over recent times with people about how when they get to the end of their life, them choosing how they die and the fear associated with not having a choice for yourself, be it that you become incapacitated, you have to go into a home, or indeed you have a terminal illness and you can't die. Have you thought those things through for yourself?
Well, that's the dread of everybody. My dread would be that I would lie a long time in an awful pain. They assure me now you don't have to lie a long time in awful pain. But your dread is that you lie a long time in awful pain and disability and so on. I'd rather it happen very, very quickly and gone. Thank you. Goodbye. Lights out.
But if it didn't, would you want to be able to take your own life?
Yes, I think there's a great deal of rationality behind that, and I think it is a choice that people can make. And if you are facing into a long, drawn-out, terrible illness of great pain, I think that is an option.
And might you do it?
I think you would have to. I think I would have to consider it. I think I would have to consider it, although it is against all the tenets of everything we have been taught. But more and more people are realising that's the way out, and maybe we should take it.